Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. So GDP for Q1 of 2022, negative 1.4%. And for the rebel capitalists on the live stream right now are watching this after the fact, that probably comes as no surprise. But for the mainstream media, the talking heads at CNBC and Bloomberg, of course, they're absolutely shocked. And remember, Jerome Powell and all the central planners were telling us about how strong the economy is. Well, I guess not. So let's go to this article from USA Today. Actually, I know, Josh. I know. Josh was just about... No, I did a screen share. All right, there we go. So Josh wasn't going to yell at me. All right, here we go. Economy contracts first time since 2020 in first quarter as GDP fell 1.4%. And this is according to the Bureau of Economic Analysis, I believe. So the BEA, after a blockbuster 2021, a blockbuster. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, it's USA Today. I'll let them slide on that. The U.S. economy decidedly came back to earth early this year, contracting for the first time since the second quarter of 2020. The trade deficit widened. Yeah, Schiff was talking about this on Twitter as well, how the trade deficit has just exploded. I mean, it's been getting higher and higher every year, but I think this quarter in particular, it really went straight up. More than offsetting solid consumer spending. Isn't that amazing that it's like from an economic, we've gone into economic 1984, just like we've gone into societal and personal and liberty 1984. I mean, if you guys follow me on Twitter, you'll see that, or you've already seen this post that I did, I guess last night, or we now have a disinformation governance board. I should probably save this for another video, but they set this up, I believe yesterday, the Biden administration, and it's run by the Homeland Security or Department of Homeland Security. And the gal that they put in charge of it was an advisor to the Ukrainian government and openly advocated for censorship of Twitter or on Twitter and social media. And she, when the Hunter Biden whole laptop story came out, whatever it was, you know, 6 months ago, a year ago, during the election, she said that this was Russian disinformation. And as we know, that's completely false. So she's just kind of, she has the disinformation hammer, and that's all she's got. So everything, of course, looks like a misinformation nail. And I said, welcome to 1984. And I'm referencing the, what was it called in 1984? The book, it was the Ministry of Truth. And basically now we've got the exact same thing in the United States. We have the Ministry of Truth. But my point, going back to GDP, is how we do this from an economic standpoint as well. We say that consumer spending is somehow good. Amazing. Offset solid consumer spending. Well, fantastic. We're saving less and consuming more. Well, that's great news. I mean, just crazy, crazy talk. But again, it's USA Today, so I'll let them slide. The nation's GDP, the value of all the goods and services produced in the U.S., shrank at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.4% January to March, so Q1. The Commerce Department said Thursday, economists surveyed by Bloomberg forecasted a 1% rise. So, wow. Talk about missing the mark there. They were off by 2.4%. It marks the economy's worst quarter since the depths of the health crisis. Oh, is that what they're calling the cervical sickness now? The health crisis. Okay. In spring of 2020, and follows sizzling gains of 6.9% in the fourth quarter and 5.7%. Sizzling gains. So let's remember that we've got an economy that's like a heroin addict. And so what they're saying is that, well, this heroin addict took so much heroin that they went from, let's say, being, say their healthy weight is 150 pounds. They went down to 100 pounds, so barely hanging on to life. And then they went from 100 pounds up to 110 pounds. Now, mind you, they're still wildly sick because their healthy weight is 150 pounds. But the media is saying, would say, well, they had sizzling gains of 10 pounds. Right. But okay, but that's from such a low watermark that it doesn't mean that the economy is healthy, which is what they would imply. The economy is still incredibly sick, just like the heroin addict. They go on to say, but it doesn't mean the economy is in recession. The odds of a slump already had risen 20 to 30%. How are the odds of a recession 20 to 30% when the yield curve inverts? What? Who are these economists at USA Today? Or who are the economists they're polling? So over the next 12 months from 15%, so it's gone from 15% to 20 to 30%. Again, I don't know how, what economists they're talking to, because when the yield curve inverts, I mean, you've got 90%. I mean, at the very lowest, I'd say 80%. I don't know. Again, they're studying a different form of economics than I've been looking at over the last 8 years, that's for sure. A dropout in quarterly output, or even two in a row, doesn't equate to a downturn. Rather, the National Bureau of Economic Research defines a recession based on significant decline in economic activity, including employment, retail sales, and industrial. Well, this is a cop-out. So let's say that we have a whole entire year where GDP is negative in real terms, negative 5%. They're going to say, time out. Nope, the economy is still booming. We're not technically in a recession. So nothing to see here. I mean, the media is already setting this up to spin a recession or a depression into something that's, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. While the possibility of a 2023 recession can't be ruled out, current economic momentum in the economy remains too strong for things to suddenly sputter out. What economy are you looking at? I think what tends to happen is people look around them in their own area and their own friends and family members that they hang out with, and they extrapolate that to all 350 million people in the United States. Like, I don't want to go off on another tangent, but I was reading a story about how Disney has promised, this is the president of Disney, or one of the executives, that 50% of the Disney characters moving forward will be LGBTQIAZX9 or 45, or from some sort of unrepresented class, however you define that, moving forward. And then she came out and said that her two kids just happened to be trans and pansexual, whatever. I don't even know what that means, but I guess in today's day and age, it could mean absolutely anything. And I'm sure the kids are like 3 and 4 years old, something like that. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out-of-control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow rebel capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. It kind of dawned on me that, this gal probably lives in LA, and in LA, all her friends, I mean, I'm sure they all have trans kids, or they all have gay kids or whatever, because the parents, I think, are imposing what they want on their kids. And sure, I'm sure, I'm sure some of the kids, it's legit, but I would argue for the most part with these celebrities and whatnot, it's just the kid going through a phase and they're just excited about it because it makes them fit in with the group that, your kid is straight. Oh, that's so 10 years ago. Oh, that's so 1980s. Well, my kid is binary. Oh, your kid is binary? Well, yeah, whatever. That's so 5 years ago. My kid is pan. Oh, your kid is pan? Oh, that's so 2 years ago. My kid is, I mean, and I don't think that's a stretch. I used to hang out in LA a lot. Thank goodness I don't anymore. But if you've hung out in LA, especially in the entertainment business, like I used to be in the entertainment business before I retired, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So my point there is that everyone around her is, you know, their kids are pan and trans and whatever else, you know, whatever term you want to give it. So she believes that, well, this is representative of all 350 million people in the United States. Therefore, at least 50% of the Disney characters should be pan or a furry or or whatever it is, right? Where she doesn't understand that if she just traveled to just slightly outside of Los Angeles, if she traveled to Idaho or Montana or Iowa or Kansas or Texas or something, that this would be completely absurd. And I think it's the same thing, and back to my point, I think it's the same thing with Thomas and these economists, that they never get outside of Washington, D.C. And to them, I mean, well, of course the economy is booming. It's the Cantillon effect. Everyone in Washington, D.C. is rich. Their houses are booming in value. They're going out to the Capitol Grill every night for steak and old fashions. And, you know, they're taking limousines around town and everyone's driving a Ferrari. And, well, of course, right, because you're in Washington, D.C. But you just get outside of Washington, D.C., and then you look at the economy when it's outside of the Cantillon effect. And you see that the economy ain't so hot. That, sure, the unemployment rate is down, but what's the labor force participation? It's down as well. So just think about that for a moment. You know, they get so fixated on the unemployment rate. Let's just say that labor force participation went down to 1%. 1%. So we only had 3.5 million people working in the United States or in that category, but yet all of them were employed. So unemployment would be 0%. But yet we'd have, call it 346.5 million people not working or producing anything. Would that mean that the economy is booming because the unemployment rate is so low? You see, this is where the economists, they're not plugged in to reality because they get so caught up with what I think is everyone else in their little social circle in Washington, D.C., and they get caught up in all of their equations and their textbooks and the formulas. And if the formula says that the economy is booming, if the unemployment rate is low, well, then the economy is booming. Who am I to argue? It would go against all of my models and all of my formulas. This is giving them the benefit of the doubt. The other option is that they're just flat out stupid. Now, I'll let you be the judge as to which one is most likely accurate. Or maybe a little bit of both. So inflation eases but remains high. All right. And again, let's remember that they're not saying that nominal growth is negative 1.4%. They're saying real. So, and that's with the CPI or whatever deflator they're using at probably 8 or 8.5%. What if they're using the real deflator, which is most likely 10 or 15%? And then GDP would probably be negative, who knows, negative 5, negative 7%. For the quarter. I think that would be far more accurate. So that's what's going on with GDP. And for the rebel capitalists here, this should come as no surprise because the yield curve inverted and because of everything we've talked about with, you know, what Snyder and Emil, they've been referencing in their podcast episodes. And then if you were watching my whiteboard videos, I talked about a recent podcast they did with Mike Green, where Mike Green pointed out the options market for euro dollar futures as the options that are in the money if the Fed funds rate goes negative in the next couple of years. Negative, the Fed funds rate. not just in real teams. I'm talking about Jerome Powell taking interest rates negative. The options on the Eurodollar futures that would pay off if Jerome Powell takes rates negative in the next couple of years, the price has exploded higher, meaning demand goes up. In other words, the probability that the options market, which is smart money, is giving to interest rates being negative is increasing significantly, or has increased significantly. So when you combine this with everything else that we've talked about, this GDP print at negative 1.4% comes as no surprise. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you on the next video.